You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Had 50% more cancer diagnoses than officers before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. With more, here's Scott Pringle.
This was an intensive NYPD study covering 20 years, and it just was released internally, but the New York Post got a hold of it. The study looked at roughly 40,000 NYPD officers working on 9/11, and it shows the cancer rate of the officers who worked at Ground Zero skyrocketed following the 9/11 attacks, an increase of 50% between 2002 and 2014, compared to 95 to 2001. It was noted there was a large increase in rare cancers like kidney and thyroid. Scott Pringle, New York.
Many kids are cared for by a nanny or babysitter, and having knowledgeable child care couldn't be more important when it comes to kids with food allergies. Dr. Brian Shore with the Cleveland Clinic did a study to find out just how much the average nanny knows about food allergies.
They did a really good job of recognizing that food allergies in many instances can be life-threatening. They also did a very good job at recognizing that treatment with epinephrine is a good way of preventing severe life-threatening types of food allergies.
Dr. Schroer and his team surveyed over 150 nannies, and 37% reported caring for a child with food allergies. The study showed that nannies generally did a good job of recognizing major food allergens. Dr. Schroer recommends working closely with your nanny if your child has a food allergy in order to keep them safe.
Educate them on prevention of a reaction, making sure the foods that they prepare are safe.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And the weather forecast for today, right after these brief messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And the weather forecast for today, showers likely, then showers possibly with a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. The storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Tonight, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., cloudy during the evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 49. Saturday, sunny with a high near 64 and north winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 40 and calm winds. Sunday, sunny with a high near 69, calm and becoming southwesterly between 5 and 8 miles in the morning. Sunday evening, mostly clear with a low around 45. And on Monday, Columbus Day, for those of you who have the day off, you will have sunny skies and a high near 71. In the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and very glad to be here this morning after quite a hectic week of activities. I was at a conference yesterday put on by Mariah Media for nonprofits. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of those lessons learned today, as well as some of the wonderful things coming up for Hunterdon Helpline and also our partners with Give Hunterdon. Giving Tuesday in December is going to be here before you know it, so we want to make sure that you support the local nonprofits of Hunterdon County. We do so much work, and part of that conference yesterday. The keynote speaker at the end was Steve Califer of Flemington Car and Truck, who said that our nonprofits are actually for-profit, that we profit people we help every day, that what we give to them is a profit. And I certainly appreciate his comments because I think he hit the nail right on the head, that while we are nonprofits and we don't have stakeholders who are benefiting from the profits of products and services, we do profit people. We do give them the ability that they don't already have to succeed, hopefully, to end the problems that they are facing in a productive way. So shout out to Steve Califer for that wonderful description of what nonprofits do, and we hope that his appreciation will extend to your appreciation, which will extend to giving on Giving Tuesday and to our Give Hunterdon nonprofits and the wonderful work that all the nonprofits in our area do. We also attended a community conversation about the heroin problem here, right here. Yes, you're hearing it here in Hunterdon County. And that was put on by Hunterdon Prevention Resources and the Safe Communities Coalition. And I have to say that the people who are attending are committed to, if not eradicating the problem, addressing it, reducing it, informing people, educating all of us. And that is a problem right there. How do we reach all of you to let you know that there is a problem? Even if you think nothing's going on with your kids, it's a problem. And it's not just your kids, your neighbors, people in your family. They talked about marijuana and they talked about alcohol leading towards this terrible addiction. They talked about prescription drugs leading to this terrible addiction and want a way to let people know, and they're open to your suggestions, want a way to let people know that this is a problem, that we have to address it, that people are suffering, people are dying. You've read the headlines about the overdoses in the county. So we're going to talk about that as well. And all the nonprofits that address that particular problem. Hands Across Hunterdon is always about the hands that do the good here in the county to make it a better place to work, play, live. And it's just amazing work that people do. And it's not just nonprofits, it's businesses as well. We're constantly hearing about Exxon helping out at a volunteer day, Merck sending their representatives or their employees to their favorite nonprofit to help out for the day or for a project or for continuous help, as we do here at Helpline on the phones. For the seniors, friendly visitors, our literacy services. There's so many businesses in the area that contribute. If they don't give volunteer time, they are giving grants and donations. And so those hands are many. And what's in the palm of those hands as they give is very